Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Professor Nick Lloyd of King's College London. His set of books, A History of the Great War, 1914 to 1918, looking again at the Western Front, a book that Nick and I talked about a couple of years before, trying to shape the catastrophe of the Great War for what weighed upon the 20th century and continues to weigh on the 21st century. The Battle of Europe between the advancing Germans, East and West, and the defending empires, the British Empire, the French Empire, the Russian Empire, the Italian kingdoms. All of this turns on personalities. And here, Professor Lloyd describes the most important personality for the German offensive, General Erich George Sebastian Anton Falkenhayn, Prussian Minister of War, who becomes the Commander-in-Chief of the German forces on the Western Front and the Eastern Front. He commands everything. And the professor here describes what it was that Falkenhayn had as a vision of conquest. It turns into what was called in the Civil War butchery. Nick Lloyd on Falkenhayn and his ambition in the Western Front, 1914-1918. More of this later tonight.
Well, of course, you know, you've got this general sort of merry-go-round, and you see this through the book where certain generals become hired, fired, some generals will do well, and they'll go, they get promoted, and then they'll fail, and they'll go back, and some even recover. Falkenhayn is the Prussian Minister of War, so he's in an important position, and then he takes over from Moltke. And I think Falkenhayn is interesting for a number of reasons, but of course he's the architect of the Verdun Offensive, which is a battle which in some ways it sort of defines the Western Front, the battle that was fought predominantly to kill Frenchmen. There were no real territorial objectives. It was designed to kill the enemy in an attritional sense. So in some ways, Falkenhayn is quite a unique figure because most of the German generals, including von Moltke and including his successors, want to achieve a decisive battle based on maneuver. Falkenhayn doesn't really want to do that. And that's why I think Falkenhayn's an interesting character. And it also points to, I think, one of the great themes of the book, which is these different ideas about how you fight warfare that we get through different generals. Certain generals want to be more attritional. Certain generals want to be more maneuverist, want to be more based on mobility. And ultimately, nobody really knows what is going to be doable, if I can use that word, or what you can actually achieve on the Western Front, because it's such a, I call it a cauldron of war. It's such an intense exercise in violence that all these commanders are rapidly trying to work out what you can actually do in this new environment.